some of the toughest things when you say, "Say, honey, hold a minute. Wait a minute. I got it. Sorry I bothered you. Sorry I interrupted you." And you know what that does? And by the time you get through, oh, forget it. And there's a time, you know, to finish things and do say other things that are important. I understand that. But you're getting what I feel the Holy Spirit is saying today. Amen? Guardrails. Guardrails we need for our smartphones. So we don't become impersonal and isolated and just get further and further away. Closer to all of that, but further away from Jesus. I want to get closer to Jesus. And I want to use this. It's a tool. I want to use it. I don't want it using me. I want to control it. I don't want anything controlling me. How many know we have an adversity to anybody or anything controlling us? I don't care if it's a smartphone or a person. Come on. Anybody that tries to control us, we automatically recoil. Preacher, don't try to control me. Don't try to intimidate me. Don't try to manipulate me. Come on. Husband, don't manipulate her. Don't intimidate her. Don't control her. Wife, don't control him. Don't intimidate. Don't manipulate him. Because there'll be a resistance to that. There'll be a reaction to that. And there should be a reaction to that. Now, some people, they have a personality where they want somebody to tell them what to do. Well, the only one we want telling us what to do is Jesus. He's the one that knows what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. And so when I encourage you and I speak things to you, it's not to control you. Amen. Love is the only thing that's to, if you want to use the word control. If you can't control by love, forget it. They say if it's not love, what? Release it. What's the saying? Yeah. Yeah. If it comes back, if you have to control it, make it come back, that will never be good. Amen. If I have to threaten and cajole, not good. Not good. That's where I begin to control. And there are times, hasn't been lately, but once in a while, the Lord will tap me on the shoulder and say, you're starting to control. You're trying to manipulate the people. You're trying to control that situation. Be careful. Back off. Repent from that. Love. God controls us with his love, if you want to use the word control. Amen? And it's a love that is the controlling factor. Hallelujah. What we do is because of his love. Hallelujah. I don't have to. I don't have to be. You didn't have to be here this morning. I don't have to read the Bible. I don't have to pray. I don't have to do anything. I'm a free will human being. I want to. God give me a want to. Thank God for a grace and a want to. Before I was saved, I didn't have anyone. I had a want to, but it wasn't for that. How many know there's a lot of want to's? I don't know, but this little deal right here, it's pretty powerful. Whew, mine's real powerful because I got a ram's holder on it. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just had to get that in. Amen. I respect all your teams. Amen. And yeah. Yeah. Have you got your smartphone? Anybody got your smartphones this morning? I felt like the Lord said to have you pull them out. And if you would and would like to, come on up. I want to pray over your smartphones. Is that all right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you got a smartphone that's not too smart, that's all right. Bring that one too. Amen. Because we're not saying you're not smart. You're smart. Amen. I may know my flip phone was pretty smart while I used it because all I had to do was flip it one time with one hand. Now I got to use, you know. Good, good. God told me to bless your smartphone, bless you, and to, I believe God's going to bless it in some ways. God's got a lot of ways to bless us. Come on up. Those who would like to come up with your smartphone, come on, bring it up. God told me to pray over you and pray over your smartphone. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Who would have thought a message like this? My God, I'd never thought this up in a million years. I'm not smart enough for that. Amen? I confess it. Lord, I thank you. You're doing something right now. You're doing something right now. There's some things, let me tell you, church, I can prophesy it right now if you want me to, and I'll declare it prophetically. There's some things controlling that God's going to break this morning in the name of Jesus. Mark it down. There's some things that are controlling. The enemy is using some things. I don't know what they are. God's not showing me what they are. I don't think it's really any of my business. It's between you and God and what God sees in your life and what is happening with you. And I respect that. I honor that. I honor you as a free will human being. And in no way do I ever want to control or intimidate or manipulate you in any way, shape, or form. Amen. And if you don't do what I want you to do, I just pray for you. Because it's really not what I want you to do. It's what God wants you to do. Come on, am I talking to somebody? We get in trouble because when people don't do what we want them to do, we can make a scene. And we can really cause some trouble. Amen, because it's not fun when we got people not doing what we think they need to do and should be doing. But there's a way to handle that. Amen. 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 Praise God. Father, I thank you right now. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. Lord, you're the one that told me to pray over these smartphones. Pray over this hour. Pray over this technology. Pray over what's here and what's coming. In the name of Jesus, I declare that we are free from manipulation. We are free from intimidation. We are free from the spirit of control, which is a spirit of witchcraft that is operating in our world and operating through some of this technology, controlling behavior, what we do, when we do it, how we do it. Wake up, first thing we do. Father, first thing we want to do is we want to get on our knees or at least say a prayer before we get out of bed and say, Father, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Thank you for this day. Thank you for every good and perfect gift. Thank you for the gift of my wife, my family. Thank you for the gift of this job. Thank you for this house. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I want to praise you, Lord. I want to come and give you a thanksgiving. I want it with everything with thanksgiving. I will enter your courts with thanksgiving. I want to enter your court as soon as I get up. I want to come right in to obtain help and mercy for this day, Lord. And I know that if I don't get with you, oh, Splitfoot, the devil will try to get with me before the day is over. I need time with you. I need time with you. And there's so much calling for my attention, calling for me to come this way, do this, do that. And Father, sometimes we just want to zone out. We just want to kind of just get away from it all. The pressures, the stress, the demands, the this and that of people and circumstances and situations. Lord, I'm praying for a freedom and a liberty. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help us to just revelate to us, Lord. Let the spirit of revelation just speak to our hearts. Things, maybe there's some apps we need to delete. Help us, Lord, to do that. Help the spirit to overcome the flesh. Maybe there's some things we need to take off of our sights. Maybe there's something we need to do, whatever we need to do, Lord. We're here because we love you. You love us. And we want to please you, Lord. We want to obey. Amen. Father, I thank you for the conscience that you've given us. We don't want a seared conscience. We don't want to go past our conscience all the time to a time and a place where no longer does our conscience speak to us. No longer do we feel anything about doing that, about breaking that law. We do it just almost automatically without a thought of penalty or punishment or a thought of what it's doing to the heart of God and what it's doing ultimately to us. The doors that are opening for the enemy, it doesn't always come through. But, Lord, we do not want to open doors. There's already enough demonic activity in our world and in our sphere. Amen. In Jesus' name, we don't need to lend to it in any way, shape, or form. Keep the door closed on the devil. Hallelujah. close the door on the devil. Get those guardrails up. Ask God for wisdom. Read a Proverbs every day. Amen. What's today? Today's the 27th. If you get a chance today, read Proverbs 27. I believe whatever day that is, God is going to give you something in the area of wisdom, because heavenly wisdom is establishing the guardrails for our lives. Lord, reveal where we're vulnerable. Reveal where there's an opening. Help us to close the door on the devil. Help us to close the door on whatever that is. As we open, you open new doors for us, new opportunities for us. Take this incredible technology that we're holding in our hands, this wonderful, good, and perfect gift. I rebuke you, Satan, from using it to become a curse to us. But I declare that it is a blessing to us. I bind every devil that tries to steal your phone and tries to hurt you and hinder you. These are costly devices, and the enemy is constantly striking, trying to strike you. But God, I thank you for protecting them. I thank you for watching over them, watching over their substance. We're just praying over that this morning, because that's where we're at, Lord. But don't just stop there. Go in every situation. Let there be a hedge of protection today over our homes, over us, over our minds, over our substance, over our monies, over our families, over our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Lord, over your church. Oh, there's a war raging against our nation, Father, raging against your church. Oh, Lord, it is the end times. It is the time of the end where you're coming to establish your kingdom, coming to take it all back from the devil, and he's fighting it tooth and nail. And he's coming after every Christian to try to get us messed up. But, Lord, I thank you we will be blessed up. Excuse me, in the name of Jesus. And every weapon formed against us shall not prosper. I declare, I speak to it right now. Devil, whether it's this inoculation, this immunization, trying to turn that on me, I rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah. Whether it's the arthritis you tried to put in my knee, no. I walked 60 miles in Israel and couldn't hardly walk the day I took off. But by God's strength, we can do all things through Christ. And Lord, this thing that may be too hard for us right now, the need, Father, for recognition, the need for approval, the need for somebody to hear us and to see us, people that are not hearing us, not seeing us, not paying attention to us, not meeting our needs, Lord. God, help us. You're the need meter. You're the need. You're the one that meets our needs. My God shall supply all your need. You know we have needs, Lord. You know we have needs. Oh, God, you're touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You touched with our feelings. Lord, you care about our feelings. Many times others don't care about our feelings, but you do. You do. We're not to live by our feelings. We're to live by faith in the Son of God and the Word of God. But feelings are real. Sometimes they're not true, but they're there. And Lord, we need your help. We need your help because you're touched with the feelings, our feelings, and they're important. I just hear God saying they're important to him. Your feelings today may not be important to anybody else, and they may have been crushed, stepped on, messed up, not cared about, but God says, I care. I care about what you're feeling. I care about your needs. I care about what you're not getting that you need. And I care about what you're trying to get through other means because the need is so great. Father, I thank you today. I just declare a release of a need-meeting God. Some needs met today and this week. Father, by the power and by the Spirit of the living God, Father, we're not even going to have to talk to anybody, tell anybody anything. You're moving right now. You're speaking. You're interceding. You're moving. You're talking to that situation, that person, that thing, whatever it is, that boss, that family, that spouse, whatever it might be, that pastor, that church, that brother, that sister. Lord, you're moving now. And I thank you for it. I praise you for this awesome hour in which we're living. What a great time to be alive, but what a dangerous time, Lord. It's an awesome time, but there are many dangers. There are many ditches, Lord. I thank you for helping us to establish the guardrails in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise, would you? Just give and give somebody a hug before you go. Just turn around and give somebody, say, you know what? God bless you, church. I love you. You're going to have a blessed week. The Lord be with you. Watch between us. Give you peace. Enjoy the summer fun Sunday. Amen. Love you. Love you. Love you.